This is Today in History, March the 8th. On this day in 1917, in Russia, the February Revolution, known as such because of Russia's use of the Julian calendar, begins when riots and strikes over the scarcity of food erupt. Also on this day in 1948, the Supreme Court in McCollum versus Board of Education struck down voluntary religious education classes in Champaign, Illinois public schools, saying the program violated separation of church and state. On this day in 1965, the United States landed its first combat troops in South Vietnam as 3,500 Marines arrived. Also on this day in 1979, technology firm Philips demonstrated a prototype compact disc player during a press conference in the Netherlands. Also on this day in 1983, in a speech to the National Association of Evangelicals Convention in Orlando, Florida, President Ronald Reagan referred to the Soviet Union as an evil empire.
So in your discussions of the nuclear freeze proposals, I urge you to beware the temptation of pride, the temptation of blithely declaring yourselves above it all and label both sides equally at fault, to ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, to simply call the arms race a giant misunderstanding, and thereby remove yourself from the struggle between right and wrong and good and evil.
On this day in 1988, 17 soldiers were killed when two Army helicopters from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, collided in mid-flight. Also on this day in 1999, Baseball Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio died in Hollywood, Florida at age 84.
For weeks now, we've known how Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 began. Today came the harsh announcement of how and where it ended. The plane was traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished. Experts poring over satellite data now believe it followed a path along this southern arc, crashing into waters off Australia, where a massive search effort has already been focused.
In 2014, Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, a Boeing 777 with 239 people on board, vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, setting off a massive search. And on this day in 1993, the music television network MTV airs the first episode of an animated series, which will go on to become the network's highest rated series up to that point.
This laughing thing. See? See? You are both suspended for a week.
Cool.
Beavis and Butthead offered audiences rude and crude buddy humor in the tradition of the Three Stooges, Cheech and Chong, and Wayne and Garth of Saturday Night Live and the Wayne's World movies. The main characters were two teenage boys living in the fictional town of Highland. They attended Highland High, which is based on a real school in creator Mike Judge's hometown of Albuquerque, New Mexico, but spend most of their time eating junk food, talking about girls, and most importantly, watching music videos.
Yes. Nirvana rules.
Yeah. That's cool. But, this is cool and everything, but it's like, this video's been giving me nightmares, Butthead.
Cool.
Beavis and Butthead alternated between animated storylines and clips of actual music videos, which Beavis and Butthead commented on in their signature boneheaded style, punctuated by sarcastic comments and grunt-like laughter. Judge first drew his two main characters for an animation festival where an MTV producer spotted them and picked up an episode for its animated showcase, Liquid Television. After signing Judge on for 65 episodes, the network began airing the show on weeknights at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Critics were divided in their response. Some praised Judge and MTV for effectively skewering a big part of the network's own core demographic, young men who watch music videos, while others cited Beavis and Butthead's lowest common denominator humor as evidence of an overall decline in the quality of television. Despite the mixed critical response, the show earned MTV's highest ratings. It also sparked a heated controversy over the influence of TV programs on impressionable young children, especially after an incident in 1993 when a mother blamed Beavis and Butthead's well-documented pyromaniac tendencies for inspiring her 5-year-old son to set a fire that killed his 2-year-old sister.
Fire! Fire!
Fire!
In response to the uproar over this tragedy, MTV pulled 4 episodes off the air, cut all references to fire, and moved Beavis and Butthead to the 10:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. time slot, claiming they were simply targeting an older audience. Regardless of its dubious influence on young audiences, the success of Beavis and Butthead prompted MTV to launch a spin-off program featuring the boys' nerdy female classmate, Daria Morgendorfer. Daria first aired in March 1997, 8 months before Beavis and Butthead ended its run. Judge later created the Emmy-winning animated series King of the Hill for Fox and directed films for the big screen, including a feature film version of Beavis and Butthead, Beavis and Butthead Do America, and the cult hits Office Space and Idiocracy. MTV's highest-rated series, Beavis and Butthead, premieres March 8, 1993, on this day in history. We'll be right back.